I'm good. Excited to be coming there.
Yay. You're on your way to the Valley of the Sun this weekend, where this morning it's a little cloudy here today. Maybe you'll get a monsoon storm. Or have you heard of our things called haboob?
No, I have not heard of haboobs. What's haboobs? It sounds like an Afghan delightful plate or something.
Well,
it
does come from the Middle East, Paulie. It's a big giant dust storm that rolls in, that big giant dust cloud. And it just kind of rolls into the valley because we don't get any water, of course. And
it's your version of the Midwest hurricane or something, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Essentially, yeah.
I mean, pretty much, we thought maybe we could, you know, rename a new restaurant. We could go up against Hooters. We could have haboobs.
Well, that sounds good to me.
So, Paul,
I can appreciate haboobs.
Paulie Shore, awesome to talk to you this morning. I'm Steve, and this is Jonathan. And man,
yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
grew up watching all your movies. Of course, one of my favorites all time. There's just a few movies I can watch over and over and over and never get sick of. One, of course, is My Cousin Vinny, which you're not in, but one is Son-in-Law.
Yeah, Son-in-Law.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Son-in-Law was fun. Lane Smith, actually, who was actually in My Cousin Vinny, played the father in Son-in-Law, and he was a great actor to work with.
You know, you're right. He was awesome. He was in both of those movies. And so
was really fun to work with.
So I hear you're doing a podcast kind of radio show now, huh?
Well, who isn't, right?
Yeah, exactly.
People that are doing podcasts, you know?
What do you do on the podcast?
You know, it's the way the business is. I mean, everyone's kind of like going online doing different things. So.
Yep.
But my interviews are pretty cool. It's on if you just go to PaulieShore.com or you go to iTunes. It's right there. So
nice.
Very cool. So what's a Paulie Shore live show like now in the 2015 era?
I'd say a little bit more laid back, a little bit more relatable, but still kind of over the top and crazy. I mean, I've been coming to Arizona. I think the first time I ever played there was at the college.
Okay.
When I was the Wheeze back in those days, and something 20 something years ago, I was like, I didn't even know what I was doing on stage half the time, but no one really cared. I was just a crazy guy off of MTV, you know?
Right.
Yeah, well, that was perfect. You played that role perfectly all the time. So
you could be just wheezing on the juice and the fresh nugs and all that good stuff, and everybody would just go,
explode, you know?
So what do you? So in your show, you know, what do you talk about? What are you doing now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I talk about everything. I talk about getting older, career stuff. I talk about aging a little bit, working out, going to the gym, girlfriends, boyfriends, travel. You know, I don't know. People that watch my show, they always leave having a good time. I just did shows in Orange County this last week, and it was fun. So. I don't know. I've been coming to the Improv there for several years. It was there for a while, and then it left, and it came back a couple of years ago.
You're right.
It's been a Dan Murr was the manager there.
I remember Dan.
Yeah, I heard he passed away. Did you hear that?
No, I did not hear that. Oh boy, depressing news this morning. No, and I've just
that part out. I probably right.
Yeah, I've just recently reconnected with Debbie Keller, who worked over there for many years. You probably know her.
Oh wow, yeah, I know that name.
Yeah, she's doing Jeff Dunham now. Well, not doing him, but she's managing him. So
right, careful. So, Paulie,
one of his puppets.
Walter.
You said you come to Phoenix quite often. What do you like to do when you come to Phoenix? What's your thing?
Do you have any time?
I don't know. I have my girlfriend. I have a girlfriend that lives out there. Oh. So she's taking me around. Her mom's out there and stuff. So I'll probably hang out with her. And I don't know. I mean, you know, you get older, you kind of just appreciate just walking down the street. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting there myself. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, so I don't really care wherever I go. I have a good time, so I'm excited about the weekend. I'll be there all weekend, and it's always just really good. Joel's been good to me over there, and the club's good, and people are really nice. So I also have really good openers coming in from L.A. A guy named Matt Edgar and Hannah, this girl Hannah. So it's going to be a fun show.
You got Thursday night, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and one show Sunday. Paulie Shore, awesome to talk to you this morning, man. Look forward to having you in the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah, I'll be there this weekend. It'll be fun. Come down to the Improv.
Thanks, Paulie.